This podcast will be making reference to eating disorders and other mental health conditions from the start. I don't think you have to have some sort of eating disorder to have bought into this idea that drinking a greens powder or spending a lot of your hard-earned cash on, you know, infrared sauna blankets or whatever it is the solution to the general malaise that you feel. Like, I'm miserable. Do you know what will fix that? A standing desk. Or, oh, I'm miserable. Do you know what will fix that? Collagen powder. I think it was something I've been wanting to talk about because I have tried everything. I was 100% in that pit of wellness trends for such a long time.
I feel like before we go on the record, I just want to hear, like, how are you, sis? Is everything okay? Like, I was a little worried for you, but I didn't want to, like, bother you either with, like, what's up, girl? But, yeah, I just want to make sure before we, like, go into the episode, like, are you okay, babe?
This was definitely the least okay I've been in a really long time. I get down. Everybody gets down.
Yeah?
I think I had a period of a couple of weeks where everything was super stressful and my cortisol was crazy. And then once work sort of tapered down, the panic didn't go away. The panic actually just maintained. And I was sitting at my desk and I would just get the most basic email or the most basic Slack message and I would just start crying.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sort of just like a really frazzled nervous system response. And I was like, wow, this sucks. Yeah. But then there was a period, like once that sort of started to regulate, instead of feeling better, I just went numb for a few days. Just really struggling to get out of bed. Because I think for me, so much of my life has been taken up by work.
Yeah.
For such a long time that because work for me has become really kind of boring and monotonous and generally a source of stress.
Yeah.
It meant that I was like, well, what else do I have? You know, I mean, I have so much. I have an incredible boyfriend. I have great friends. I have an amazing dog. But I was kind of like, I'm also really lonely. You know, I don't really know anybody in the city. And
yeah.
I do have a little bit of social anxiety, so every time I tried to get out and join a book club or something like that, I would just freak out. And it was kind of a really interesting wake-up call because I kind of realized that a lot of therapy I've been doing in the past has been really focused on specific things. And I spoke to my therapist last week, and that whole process was really interesting because I was still like really deep in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're talking to me now. I'm fine. Yeah. I had a bit of a mad day today, but overall, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And so you're probably going to get a slightly different explanation of how I was feeling compared to what I was saying to my therapist on Friday. Yeah. I just feel like I have all of this kind of unresolved stuff from different periods in my life, and I have not been very compassionate to myself for such a long time, and I just can't take it anymore because all of these distractions such as work are no longer good for me. I can't make my whole life work, or I can't make my whole life dating or anything like that because I'm not dating anymore, and also I don't really want to be working all the time. I think that's, I mean, I'm sure you can identify with this, but like when you meet somebody that makes you feel so happy, suddenly you see all the things in your life that make you unhappy.
Yeah.
And you see, and especially if you're going out with somebody who's very sociable, and you go, how do you have so many friends? How? And you see them all the time. And
people do this? Like, what?
People do that? Yeah. I was just kind of like, wow, this is throwing everything into relief. And I can kind of see it all now and realize that it's not just work stress. It's also this kind of creeping loneliness my whole life and also my inability to be nice to myself. So it was rough. I would say it was probably, do you remember when we first were going to start this podcast and we postponed it because I was in a pit?
Yeah. Which is valid as fuck.
Totally. It was quite similar, but I would say that this was more like short term and acute.
Yeah.
Whereas that period of time was more like a couple of months where I was just feeling a bit meh.
Yeah.
Whereas this was like a week of just crap.
And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, several people have said to me that they were worried about me. And I was like, yeah, I was worried about me too.
Hmm.
I mean, I would never consider myself to be a danger to myself, but it's also like, I don't also think of myself as somebody who doesn't have a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Hmm.
So yeah. Kind of thinking of it that way, I'm like, okay, well, why am I sleeping in? Like, there was like 3 days in a row where I slept until 1 p.m.
Hmm.
Which for some people, maybe that's totally normal. Maybe that's your sleep schedule. That's fine. For me, that's super unusual. Like, I would at least get up by the latest I was sleeping would be 10 on a weekend.
Yeah.
If I'd been out the night before, you know, so it was very unusual. I'd be so interested to hear your perspective on this, because I think that when you are in these moods, the moods self-perpetuate. So I was feeling lonely, but I also couldn't regulate myself. So my instinct was to then cancel all of my social interactions.
Mm. Which like, okay, you'll be more lonely.
Exactly. Exactly. So it was very strange and I didn't really know how to process it.
Hmm.
But I think, you know, speaking to a therapist really was the right move. Absolutely the right move.
Amazing. Like, I'm glad. Because, like, this is like a therapist that knows you.
Yeah.
Right? Because, yeah, okay, that's good. I'm glad that you, you know, got to put words to this and realize, like, what is actually going on. Because it's so, like, I don't know. I'm quite bad at reaching out to people when I'm also feeling bad, when I feel panicked about life. And so, but it always helps me out. You know what? Goofy thing I do.
Tell me, I want to know.
Girl, this is definitely off the record. I'm begging you.
Okay. I'll take it out. Or I'll bleep it out or something.
Bleep it out, girl. Okay, because I don't know. Because I struggle with like even going to a therapist for some weird reason. I don't know. I need to like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. But I struggle with that. Anyways, I've been using ChatGPT.
Girl, that is so fine. That is so fine.
Which is ironic coming from a therapist, but it helps so much for me. Like, just writing down all those thoughts that like spiral in my head. Just seeing it written down, explained to ChatGPT. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is what you're thinking, girl. Even I can like get a different perspective, even though it's coming from me. Yeah. And also, chat does have some good, you know, very good at validating feelings, which... Yeah. So,
he's a fast replying, smart man.
Right.
Who cares about you. I totally
gets tired.
It's never stops. Perfect. Never. You never have to go, is this too much?
Yeah.
Should I? I have to say, to be fair, my boyfriend's great.
Yeah.
There's never really a point at which I think he's not interested in my problems, which is great.
Is your boyfriend ChatGPT? Wait.
Yes. Honestly,
it's adding up.
Honest,
it's making sense.
To be honest, very similar.
Love that. That's a fucking score.
You know, I'm pretty sure that you mentioned this very briefly in the last episode. So I hate to break it to you, Maria, but this is already out there.
Wait, no, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Gosh, not me being
like.
Right.
I remember editing it and being like, this is a great segment.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine. But because I think the reason why I was a bit more embarrassed about it right now is because like, I don't know. I had a dilemma, like something that really made me really emotional. I to the point where I felt like I couldn't talk to my boyfriend about it. I couldn't talk to like anyone about it. I felt, because I just felt embarrassed by my reaction. And that's when I was like, hey, ChatGPT, you know, you will not judge me. You will tell me exactly what I want to hear. But also like some sound advice. It wasn't just like, you know, telling me what I want to hear, but what I need to hear.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I was more embarrassed by it, because this time I was actually like, you know, just pouring your heart out, just in your feels, reading back. Yeah.
Oh my god, did I tell you that? I don't think I mentioned this last time, but basically, I, in an effort to sort of pep myself up, I thought, and I have to say, this does work to a certain extent. A good morning routine, not like, oh my god, I need to take my AG1 greens and, you know, get a bit of sunlight exactly 5:32 in the morning. You know, you doesn't have to be an extreme at that, but I do admit that creating a regular routine that makes you happier is great. Because for me, I always get in my head about working out, especially in the evening. Like 50% of the time, I'm too anxious. This is a weird one. I get too anxious to work out sometimes. It's a hangover from the eating disorder, but I have a lot of performance expectations around working out to a certain extent. And also I'm a little bit hypersensitive to how I feel when I'm in workout clothes, which means that very often I prefer to work out in the morning because sometimes in the evening I will just be so anxious, and like working out doesn't necessarily relieve that anxiety. Some things do, like going to a spin class, amazing. How many times do I get to go to a spin class? Very rarely. But like yoga and that kind of stuff, if I try and go to a yoga class at like 6 p.m., there's a high chance that I'm like having a breakdown. So I'm like in the middle of that class. And it's just all of the stuff from the day has built up so much that I'm downward dog, and I just want to cry. And it just kind of pours out. And sometimes that's been really hard to navigate, especially because you don't want to be having breakdowns in the middle of a fucking yoga class. I mean, there are some classes that actually are designed for this. So there's one that I would recommend to people called, it's an online studio called The Class. It's a bit woo-woo, but it's, I guess it's kind of like almost like a HIIT workout, but it's designed to be somatic. So it's a lot of it is about kind of dancing around and breathing and getting your heart rate up and like releasing emotion.
I think that's beautiful.
So that one I would recommend. But personally for me, it can get a little bit repetitive, and also it's not an actual workout regime, if that makes sense.
No,
because it's not coordinated or strategic.
Okay, it's just
so like you're just like they're like burpees, let's go, and I'm like okay, again. I don't think it like builds muscle, if that makes sense.
Okay, it's more an emotional thing, you think,
or it's just, an like, emotional just using release. Exactly. So I prefer to work out in the morning, and just even implementing that back into my life. Of like get up between 7 and 7:30 and do a workout and then sit down and get on with your day. I'm like, wow, feel better. Hate to break it to myself, but I feel better.
I think you're very on to something there. Like
sadly
you are on to something, but just, I thought it was beautiful the way you said, just creating a routine, nothing crazy, but just a routine that includes things that make you feel better the way you need it.
Yes.
Because like some people, okay, they'll prefer an evening workout or that makes them feel better. It makes you feel not better. So yeah, I like that. I think that also has been something that's helped me when I've felt overwhelmed by like work stress. Like when you spoke about that, I relate very hard. I feel like this is going to be cliche, but just that transition, sometimes it hits me like, okay, this is life. This is my life. This work, like especially when like work is stressful and a lot. It's not always that way, but in times where it is, I feel like, wow, is this what it's supposed to be like? Is this
all it is?
Yeah, and sure. Just especially in those times, just like trying to find back to those small things that can
totally
bring something else
into your life. This is why people run marathons and have kids.
Oh God.
Because they go, maybe this career that I chose is not for me.
Gosh, am I going into a crisis? I'm gonna run a marathon, probably.
But then we're saying this, and we have kind of multi-hyphenate careers, right? Yes. We have other things that we do. So we can't even just say it's this one job that's the problem. I think for me, all of my jobs are remote to a certain extent, and that's a big issue. For you, it might be to do with maybe the commute is too long or...
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it damages your work-life balance to an extent that you were just unprepared for, which is honestly fair enough. Like, I can't imagine, you know, I'm sitting here complaining like, I don't have a commute. And you're like, I have hours and hours of commuting.
But like, I get your point of, okay, because I don't know, how does it work with your colleagues? Like, do you interact with, I mean, I guess you have meetings and stuff, but... working from home, is it it's just you most of the time, right?
Totally. And this is the thing, is like recently I've been in meetings and I've been trying to share that I'm not happy to varying degrees of success. I think sometimes it can be, especially if you're talking to my manager, is very open and we talk very openly about how we're feeling, but I think my manager is just kind of getting to the point now where he's like, you're just gonna have to make a decision.